Bicycles are freedom machines for children. I loved riding mine, and my friends and I would ride everywhere, across neighborhoods, between neighborhoods, to the store, to the movies, any place we could think of that we could get to, we'd get on our bikes and go. And something strange happened when I got to college. I took my bike and I used it. I used it a little bit anyway, and I kind of noticed that very rapidly I got out of the habit of riding. I didn't have a car. I didn't have another way to get around, but I just got out of that habit. And I've seen it here at Missouri State University. Freshmen show up. They have their bikes. The weather's nice. They're out riding by the hundreds. And then as the weather begins to cool, you notice that the bikes stay locked to the racks. And then winter comes along and you notice, well, those bikes have been on those racks a long time and they're starting to break down and degrade. And then by spring, you realize many of them have been abandoned. And I've often wondered why that is. I mean, it was the same with me. I rode as a child. I loved it as a child. I went to college. Something happened and I stopped riding. I took my first job. I bought a car, and it was actually a few years after that that I bought another bicycle, but riding wasn't the same. It was just around the neighborhood for a little bit of exercise, but I didn't actually do anything with a bicycle, and I still rode like I was a child. When I moved from Kansas City, where I'd been for 20 years, to Springfield to take a job at Missouri State University, I had a little inkling in the back of my head that I wanted to live a little healthier lifestyle, and a little greener lifestyle, and that this move might help me do that. Springfield has a grid street pattern and it's flat, and I got it into my head, hey, you could walk and ride to work instead of driving a car. You could live within a mile or two and really make that work. And so I decided to give it a try. But when I first started doing that, I was riding like a child. I didn't know any other way to ride. I was in my mid-40s, and I was still riding a bicycle like I was 12 years old. I was riding on a sidewalk, and I'd hop curbs, and I'd go across fields, and sometimes I'd go up the wrong way of the street or the right way of the street. I'd ride the street anyway. It seemed like it was reasonable to do so. I didn't realize what a danger I was to myself and others, but as I kept it up, it began to dawn on me just by sheer experience that, hey, when I'm in the road and riding the way you're supposed to, like a vehicle, I'm having fewer conflicts with cars. I'm feeling safer. I'm able to get from point A to point B in a more efficient way. And slowly but surely, it began to dawn on me. And it's been a really great ride, so to speak, so far. I've been doing this for 7 years now. And I've come to a point where I no longer ride as a child rides. I ride as an adult who is using a serious machine for transportation. But the most amazing thing hasn't been actually that transition, although that transition has taken me from childhood to adulthood as a rider and from danger to safety as a rider. The thing that has been amazing is how easy it has been to keep up. I simply assumed when I started doing this that rainy days, cold days, hot days, some days I would just say, ah, the heck with it, I'm driving my car. And it hasn't happened to the extent that I actually got rid of a car. And I'm very happy now to be part of a one-car family in which I mostly ride my bike and walk. My daughter does the same, and in good weather most of the time, my wife does the same. And so it's been a very rewarding experience. Now, I don't want to assume that other people can have a similar sort of experience, because where you live dictates in this country how you have to get around. If you live in one of our car-centric suburbs, sometimes it's very difficult to get anywhere by walking or bicycling. But what I encourage people to do now is to take a good look at where they do go close to home, and if there's any way to walk or ride a bicycle, give it a try. Thank you for listening. Check out carbontrace.net. Thank you.